Amen. Good to be a Christian. It's good to be a Christian. We live in a time when it's great to be a Christian. You can't pick up the newspaper, if there is one available around anymore, or you can't pull up a news feed off of your phone or the TV, that there is hope is lost in this world from what we see going on the news and everything else, and it's all your fault. You hate group people, you. I'm going to preach the truth this morning, but I'm going to talk a little bit just about guilty by association. Okay, so how do you see that? Guilty by association. And here's the topic, from here to here. Yeah, Jamie, that's dumb. Yeah, it sounds dumb. But think about that, from here to here. Xavier's song says, "My story, your glory." Okay, all of us that have been born again, let me start again. Who's here that's here? Right? Some of them ain't sure. If anybody is here that ain't here, hold up your hand. Okay, we got to get the mindset. Yeah, this is Jamie's world here. But we got to realize we are here. And I want to say you're there, but say to yourself, I'm here. 20 years ago, wherever you were at, you would say, I'm here. I looked up in John chapter 9, verse 25. That's not the text, but that's going to set the stage. John chapter 9, verse 25. And we know it's the story of the blind man from birth. And Jesus healed him. And the Pharisees wanted to blame his parents or whatever. Take it away from Jesus, because Jesus healed him. And the blind man, he's standing there. He answered this question. Then again called they the man that was blind and said unto him, "Give God the praise. We know that this man is a sinner." And they're referring to Jesus. Okay. Here's the blind man. He's standing right here. He's standing right here. The blind man standing right here. And he was right here before he was healed. And he was right here right now. And what's his statement to them? He answered and said, whether he is a sinner or not. He says, I don't know. But one thing I know, that whereas I was blind, now I see. Amen. And he's at the same here. What transpired him to go from here to here? What transpired him to go from blind to sight? What transpired this happening? It was Jesus Christ. So, we're all blind. We're all guilty. We all have been standing here, lost and undone. We all are here. Everybody. I can't emphasize that enough. Romans 3. We can stand right here. I'm going to read Romans chapter 3, verses 10 through 12, and a couple other short verses. If y'all would, those who can, stand for the reading of His Word. I'm going to read Romans 3:10. We're going to start here. This is where we're at. We're starting right here. Romans chapter 3, verse 10 through 12 says, "And it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that understandeth. There is none that seeketh after God. They are all going out of the way. They are together become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good, no, not one." That's me right here. And you need to say that to yourself. It says in verse 323, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Okay? And in Romans 5:12 says, "Wherefore by one man sin entered the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned." Now understand right now, I'm trying to build this up to how we got here. We were born that way. Okay? Well, how can that be? I never done any bad things. I didn't. Says, "Wherefore by one man sin entered into the world." And you know who the one man was? It was Adam. "And death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned." We're guilty by association to Adam. Let's pray. Lord, again, we just humbly bow here before you this morning to bring you honor and glory and to thank you for the promises that we've heard this morning from your word, to thank you for the heartfelt movement of the Holy Spirit upon us this day. We praise you right now, Lord God. We ask you to be in the midst of this service here this morning. Stir our hearts, Lord. Stir us beyond our containment. Let the dynamite explode within us right now that we can proclaim glory and honor to you. I ask, Lord God, as you guide us here this day, I pray for our pastor and Tink and pray your healing upon their bodies. Pray for Bob. Pray for those that are sick and grieved. Pray for the heads to be strengthened around us. We are under attack right now, Lord, and we know we are under attack because we're standing firm on the Word of God. We thank you for that. We pray for our country. We pray again, that you guide us and direct us. And I ask, Lord God, you forgive me. And these favors we ask in Christ's name, and amen. 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 You don't attack somebody that's not bothering you. You don't have to defend against somebody that's not bothering you. Satan must be riled up about the local body of Christ. Do you see that, folks? You see that? That's why we need to come together, stand together on the foundation that Jeremy was talking about when we are building on the kingdom of God, on the growth process that Greg taught us about here this morning. As we grow in grace, as we grow in our spiritual life, That's those words I can't speak, I guess. I don't know. But anyways, no one... Greg hit something on Wednesday night, and it was a couple weeks ago. But I'm talking about here right now. I'm talking about here. "And you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins." Man, it took me a long time to comprehend that I was dead. Man, I had the world by the tail. Didn't we, Doug? 90 mile an hour wide open. Yes, sir. I seen him sliding the old blue Malibu around Newark Road. To his dad would have took his license away if he saw him driving like that. Yeah. "And he, and you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past ye walked according to the course of this world." Who done that? Everybody. Who all done that? Everybody did that. Everybody did. We got these innocent children, these babies here, and we don't got to teach them to be bad. Mom never had to teach me how to lie. Nope. She used the Hot Wheels track to teach me to tell the truth. Hey. Rodney never got the Hot Wheels track. It come out after him. He was still rolling rocks around the yard. "According to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others." And you can fill in the blanks right there, all the things that you've been guilty of. You're guilty by association. You're guilty because it's in our nature. You're guilty because, I'll tell you why. I've read this over and over and over, and it's familiar to him. In Genesis chapter 3, verses 1 through 7 says, "Now the serpent was more subtle than the beasts of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, Yea, hath God said, Ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden?" And the woman said unto the serpent, "We may eat of the fruits of the trees of the garden, but the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, Ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die." They weren't dead. They were as God created them to be. They were as God had in mind for all of us to be. They are as we're going to be. But right now, "And the serpent said unto the woman, Ye shall not surely die." Has he ever whispered in your ear? Has he ever tried to convince you of something that you know is wrong? Huh? I'm the only one guilty in the room, I reckon. I don't know, but I'd say not. "For God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be open." He's throwing out a real sales pitch to them here now. "And ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil." And the woman saw, well, a tree is good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise. She took of the fruit and did eat, and also gave also to her husband with her, and he did eat. Now, how many of you have went and bought a car or something that you really didn't need? You just really, hey, man, that gets 400 miles to the gallon. I'm a salesman here now. You never have to put tires on it. That's a pretty good deal, isn't it? Never have to change oil. Never have to put gas in it. Won't rust. Lasts forever. I've been that guy, the sucker of all suckers. Here, buy this sweeper. You know, how many fell for the sweeper thing? Water, what was it, Debbie? A water conditioner. Yeah, he stopped by the house, loaded up his truck with our money, and never saw him again. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. That's what Satan done to Adam and Eve back then. He sold them something that was a lie, something that wasn't real, something that touched on their pride. I got to have it. And he pushed it on them, and they bought it. And they fell away right there. Sin entered into the world by one man through their disobedience. So, Jamie, why are you telling us that? We're all here. We're all here with Adam. Right now. We're not there. We're here. We got to know where we're at so we can get here. It'll make sense, maybe. So, how do we know we're guilty? Okay, the Word of God tells us guilty. In God's almighty wisdom and power and authority, He sent the Ten Commandments. Now listen, if there's anybody here that's not guilty of the Ten Commandments, I'm not going to say what I was going to say. I was going to say stand up and walk.
There goes Belinda. Sorry, Belinda.
Okay, we'll rephrase that. We'll just leave it alone. How's that? Now listen closely to the Ten Commandments, and we'll understand why the world takes them out of the church, or takes them out of the courthouses, takes them out of the public eye. We'll know why. Because, and God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt and out of bondage. God's telling them, God's telling us right here, right now, who he is. He is the Lord thy God. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Who's guilty of that one? Okay, you know, it's going to be pretty much 100% for all of us. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Idol worship. If you follow anything on Prophecy News, Ken's aware of all the idols, that were used back in the day. They're being set up right now in New York City. Hey, look it up yourself. You know the bull on Market Street? Who did Baal worship? A bull. The molten calf is who they had turned to when Moses was on the mount. They set up another one. It's supposed to be in honor of Ginsburg. But it looks like, yeah, it looks like something you would see in old world history, idol worship. It's here, folks. It's real and it's relevant today, so we know where we're at. But that proves that we're guilty. And where are you at right now? We're here. Okay, we got to think about that. We got to remember where we're at. We're here. And I don't mean stagnant here, because we was here yesterday if we were here. We'll be here tomorrow if we're here. We'll be wherever we'll be. I'm sorry. So the point being right there is that we are guilty by association with Adam. It's been passed down. I'm guilty of sin because I was conceived in the womb of my mom with my dad, and I was guilty at conception. Okay? I'm not going to go through the rest of them, but you know the Ten Commandments. We emphasized that in one of the Bible schools here. We handed out Ten Commandments, bookmarkers or whatever, to each and every child. But adults, we need to know that. We need to renew that in our minds. We need to go over and over and over and over to know that we were guilty, that we were dead. I'm going to turn to Romans 5. Now, we've established what here is. This is Jamie Burton, same guy that walked up here and stood here and told you what the Word of God says, where Jamie was at in the flesh. Jamie is lost. Jamie is dead. Jamie is righteousness is as a filthy rag. Jamie is right here. Romans 5, verses 5. But not as the offense, so also is the free gift. For if through the offense of one many be dead, Adam, much more the grace of God and the gift of grace, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, has abounded to many. And not as it was by one that sinned, so is the gift. For the judgment was by one to condemnation, but the free gift is of many offenses unto justification. For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. Jamie is still right here, that same Jamie that was described as lost and undone, dead in his sins. He's still standing right here, and I have accepted Jesus as my Savior in my heart and my life, and He has put the hope in me. I was blind, but now I see, and I'm still the same here. That's how I got from here to here, is through Jesus Christ. Ephesians, listen what it says in Ephesians. After reading where it says we were dead in our trespasses, verse 4, Candy emphasized this the other day. Verse 4 in Ephesians chapter 2 says, but God, we were dead. Jamie was standing here dead and could do nothing. But God knew Jamie was here. God knew where Jamie was at and the situation Jamie is in. And God, who is rich in mercy, who needs mercy? Amen. We all need mercy. For His great love wherewith He loved us. Even when we were dead in sins. Right here. Hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved. And hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Jamie went from lost and undone right here to being an heir to the throne with Jesus Christ, and he's right here. Do you get it? I hope you get it. Because there's nothing this flesh could do to fix itself. I didn't even know it needed. So we got the Ten Commandments. But God, that in the ages to come, He might show the exceeding riches of His grace in His kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. The key to all this, folks, is standing right here. It's not how Jamie acts. Jamie can't do enough. Jamie can't be ritualistic enough. Jamie can't say the right words all the time. To get from here to here is Jesus Christ and Him alone. John 3:16. How did I get to the born again, Jamie? How did I get here saved? Says, Jesus told Nicodemus, ye must be born again. Says, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Now, Jamie was standing right here before he was born into the kingdom of God, and he had no way. No way. Now Jamie's standing right here, right here, right here, born again, trusting in the blood of Jesus. Says, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born of water, the flesh, and of the Spirit, spiritual baptism, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of flesh, that was Jamie, right here. And that which is born of the Spirit is Spirit. It's Jamie, right here, the Holy Spirit. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God. We've got but God, and now for God. God made a way for Jamie to get from here to here, just as it's available to each and every one of anybody that lives and breathes. God made a way. John 14:6. 14:1-6. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. Don't get caught up in here, in the old here. Be not troubled by all that's going on out there in that world today. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. We've talked about promises that he's made. And he's making this one right now directly to you. Every one of you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again. Do you believe he's coming? You believe that? Do you believe that fully and completely? Yes, he's coming soon. And receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Is that where you want to go? Is heaven? Do you want your here to be in the presence of the Father? I do. I do. I hope if anybody's here that's lost this morning can maybe understand just for a bit what here to here is. You're stuck. We're stuck in these bodies. As faltering as they might be. Back in the day when we could run all night, play softball all day, ride motorcycles all week, and on and on and on, you know, we thought we were indispensable. Couldn't get hurt. Thought I had a little money in our pockets. We had it. Don't get stuck in here. Here is available this morning. Jesus Christ made a way for you to go from here to here. That you can have the hope of eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. That is a promise that's handed out right now. It's sent out. It's available. And I pray, if there's somebody here, I pray your heart's being stirred right now and that you will respond. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whether thou goest, or how can we know the way? Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Now that should take us right back to the blind man. He was blind right here, but I know now I see. And what got him from here to here? Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Don't let the world tell you any different. The Word of God says, through Jesus Christ. That is the hope that we have. We live in a world that says, you got to do this, you got to do that. They see, I heard somebody already say it this morning, they see Christians got to be perfect. You make a mistake, well, you're a bunch of hypocrites, whatever. And that we might be. But I'm not putting my trust in Jamie. I hope you're not putting your trust in Jamie. I hope you're not putting your trust in you. I hope you're putting your trust in Jesus Christ. Amen. All right. If you come get a song this morning, if the Lord's moving your heart here today, let's respond.